Heather, what do you think of the end of times? Do you think we're at the end of the days?
I personally think we are. Now, I mean, could it be another 100 years, 500 years? Sure. But do I don't know. I kind of think, I don't really know if it's in my lifetime, but I think it's going to be in my children's lifetime. I would say probably in the next 100 years, just because there have been a lot of the things touched on just recently. So for me, it's kind of like, I don't want to be one of those people that are like, oh, it's end of times, when it's not the end of the times, because clearly it does say in the Bible, no man will know the hour of the day. I mean, we're still going to be, it says like, we're still going to be having weddings, people are going to be giving birth. It's going to be, and it does say he'll come like a thief in the night. So I think it's kind of like we won't know, and I know a lot of people that tried, saying they knew that, and I think that's wrong. But I do think he did give us signs, just like we have number signs and we have all kinds of signs from God. I think there are signs in basically what they call like the birth pains.
Well, I mean, if you look at the way that the world is kind of going right now, you could definitely see that we have finally hit some of those really important pieces. Israel as a nation again. I think that's probably one of the very largest ones to me. And then the other thing that really strikes me is we have developed nuclear weapons. We have finally developed weapons that could destroy the earth or could create such enormous wars. And I think it's that kind of complete world war that is depicted in the Bible, when otherwise beforehand it wasn't really physically possible until just the last 100 or so years. The other sign that really sticks out to me is the fact that we talk about, or that it's talked about, sort of like a one world government kind of thing. In the past, that wasn't as possible, because we just didn't have the communication that we do now. And so just now, recently, we have this communication with the internet and with social media and phones that we never had before. So in reality, the end of times prophecies could never be fulfilled at any other point in history,
That's true.
but we are getting to a place now where they could be fulfilled. And that's not to say that they are going to be, that it's, I'm not somebody who thinks that it's going to happen in my lifetime, like we just said. And honestly, I really don't know if it's going to happen, even in the next 100 years or so. I really don't know. Of course, no one does, only the Father does. But there have been a lot of times when the end of the world was not accurately predicted.
A lot.
And I think that you grew up Jehovah's Witness, and that happened with you.
Yeah, they thought the end of the world was coming in the 19 yeah, the 80s basically. And so kind of like they never pushed education back then. They really never did for the girls anyway. It was more for boys, because they were like, oh, you'll just get married. The girls will get married someday. Your husband takes care of you. But the boys, even then, they did not push college at all. I think they thought college was in a way a bad thing, just getting you out into the world, and they didn't want, children exposed to that kind of stuff that sometimes you are exposed to in college. But I mean, that hurts you, your chances of, careers and stuff like that. So yeah, and then it didn't happen.
No,
So
it didn't.
obviously you're still here,
It didn't. And
but
I believe the Jehovah's Witnesses did not just predict it the one time. I think it was actually predicted beforehand, or at least the founder, of the religion. I think he predicted it when he was a part of another religion, but it didn't pan out.
Oh, okay. So see, I'm learning something new today. That's cool. Because that I did not know.
So I mean, it's just, there's a lot of religions, the Millerites, and several others. And I was just reading that there's actually been popes that have
Oh boy.
inaccurately said that it was going to be the end of the world, predicted it, and it didn't come into fruition. So, and then of course, recently we've had so many people talking about the end of the world. We had, this eclipse that went over part of the United States, and there were a lot of people that were thinking that it was the end of the world, and they were relating it to CERN being turned on. Now, do I think that those things could possibly be like you said, the birthing pains.
Yes.
Absolutely. We should always be looking for signs. Mm-hmm. We're told to look for signs and symbols.
Yes, I agree. And then, you know, they talk about the weather patterns and the erratic weather. And I do believe that in the weather. Like, we've had some of the craziest weather, the craziest tornadoes just to here in America.
Yeah.
That's went through just the Midwest and different areas. It's like unbelievable.
I think we're having just seasonal high heat.
Yes.
We're supposed to be going into a hurricane season that is expected to be like record breaking.
Yes. And I mean, I know we've talked a little bit about, you know, them controlling the weather, the government, yes, and stuff like that. Which I think it kind of goes hand in hand. You know, they say end of times, and mm-hmm. sometimes I think that, you know, God allows these things to happen because these are supposed to happen. And just because, you know, they're doing cloud seeding and jacking with the weather and doing all this stuff, mm-hmm. it's creating crazy weather. Well, that's an end of times.
Yeah. Well, it makes sense. If God provided spirits and angels that would be over weather, and we're trying to kind of take over God, God's position, God's mm-hmm. power, and we're trying to be God-like, that just takes me right back to Garden of Eden.
Yep.
And the original fall from this perfect paradise that we were all living in. And it immediately, we're trying to be God-like.
Yes.
You know, Eve was tricked, and if she was told that, you know, she could be like God if she mm-hmm. ate this fruit. And so that's what kind of makes me think of this is sort of like, okay, now we're trying to play God. We're trying to control. Even when we get into like AI, yes. I feel like that's really getting into mm-hmm. that area.
Definitely.
Of where you're going to hit those sort of end of times type yes. of prophecies
being fulfilled. Definitely agree. That's what I said. I think it's, for me, it's just happening more rapidly. Mm-hmm. And a lot of it's with like the technology that we're getting today. And that's yeah. what I think it is. It's like, it's just more rapidly things are happening and we're seeing these things now. And I think more people are their eyes are open to it. Mm-hmm. And, you know, people are more aware. And just like, you know, we touched on a little bit of like the rapture and, you know, we voiced our opinions where we think, you know, now that the government, if the rapture does happen, we think they're going to say, oh, it's alien invasion. Mm-hmm. You know, people are taken by aliens happen.
Yeah.
And now that the government is starting to be more open and talk about aliens and they're so, oh, yeah, there may be aliens now.
Yeah.
I just think that they want that because I think if people are taken up in the rapture, they're going to want to have an excuse. They're going to want to say, oh, these mm-hmm. aliens are real. They were taken up by aliens. And it'll give them something to tell everybody. Like, yeah. that will be them covering that up as well.
Yeah.
Because they never want it to get back to Jesus or the end of times, because then more people would fall at, you know, to Jesus and be like, okay, I need to get myself right.
Exactly. And, you know, kind of going off of that, what it kind of makes me think of is, you know, people are going to be fooled by the Antichrist.
Mm-hmm.
There's no doubt about that. And we have to think to ourselves, how can we be fooled when it's something that so many of us know about and it's yes. foretold? So we're going to have to understand, we got to think outside the box. And that's how so many people missed the Messiah when the Messiah came, because they weren't thinking outside the box. Yes. He didn't look exactly the way that they thought mm-hmm. he was going to look. Mm-hmm. And they didn't understand the prophecy quite right.
Yep.
So a lot of people got it wrong. And so we really just have to kind of keep moving into that and think, like, what would it look like and how would they be able to trick that many people?
Mm. Well, for me, I think it's going to have to be someone really, really like charismatic. It's going to be something we're not expecting. Mm-hmm. Like, we're expecting, ooh, the big bad Antichrist to come in, but that's not what's going to happen. We really do need to keep our eyes open. Mm-hmm. Who we're being persuaded by.
Yeah.
Like, don't be fooled. You know, don't be fooled by just something that, you know, a lot of people are going to be going along with it. So that might be something you think, okay, we need to be aware of that. Like, if it's too good to be true and everyone's going down this road, then, you know, something's not right.
Yeah.
You know?
And what pops into my head is when it talks about the miracles and performing miracles, And I think you had mentioned something about fire in the skies
Mm.
earlier, but what kind of pops into my mind is people will often talk about political leaders. People will often kind of point to, I've heard lots of religions or pastors say they thought that maybe Obama or Biden was the Antichrist. And, or I've heard people refer to other political leaders in other countries. And I sometimes wonder if we're looking at something a little bit different and something a little bit more malevolent that you could really trick people with. And if you've got these people that are completely detached from a spiritual realm, and you've
Yes.
got these people that are so involved in just a, maybe they're very into video games, they're very into that sort of matrix world of their own and really living inside that, and they're atheist and they have this Darwinistic idea and this evolution, and they're, if something comes down or they provide something comes out of a dimension and says,
Yes.
hey, I'm actually your creator. That actually fits the profile and makes the Antichrist make a lot more sense.
True.
And so when we look at it kind of like from that perspective, and I'm not saying that that would happen, but it's just an odd theory to kind
Well,
of throw
yeah, it's
out
a
there.
good theory. I mean, because we don't know. That's the thing. And I think we don't know, but we have to be aware of what's going around us, what's going on around us, and just be super hyper aware, really.
Yes, absolutely. You can't really leave any stone unturned. You have to be careful because there's no reason for people higher up to tell the truth. And we can
No.
see time and time and time again that they don't ever tell the
No.
truth.
And I don't think it's like you said, any of these political figures. I mean, they're not. Yeah, like I was talking about, they're supposed to be like pulling fire from the sky and performing miracles, and I don't see them doing any of that.
No,
So
absolutely
it's
not.
kind of like when that does happen, I think a lot of people will be in awe of it, and I think some maybe, oh, this is Antichrist, but I think there's going to be an element of basically people are going to be just such in awe of it, they're going to love it. And it's going to be such kind of seem like such a wonderful thing. They're like, this can't be bad.
Yeah,
This can't be
absolutely.
bad. This is good. Like, oh, this person, this, let's say they save a child or something. They're like, oh, that could not be the Antichrist. But
Yeah.
that's kind of what we need to be aware of.
Yeah,
It's going to seem good and pleasurable.
let's say that they come in and they offer free energy. And we've been told for years that we have this enormous energy crisis and we've been destroying our world. And I'm not disregarding that or saying that's not true. But if something were to pop in and say, hey, I've got all of this and here's, and provides all of this somehow by some means, that's going to look pretty amazing for a lot of
Yes.
people. And of course, you're going to have the rapture, and maybe they are working on a way to kind of pull people away from that. And then there are other people that don't believe that the rapture is a literal physical body being raptured, but rather the Christ consciousness, and that we're all kind of going to sort of upload ourselves to a greater consciousness. And it's not even necessarily that physical being. We do have to think about and remember that God always spoke using analogies and parables. And when Jesus came, Jesus always spoke using
True.
parables. And so we have to understand that in prophecy too.
True.
And yes, some things will be literal, but we should also always look beyond the literal and look for those parables and trying to decipher some of the prophecy.
I agree with that. And I think there has been a spiritual awakening, honestly.
I believe
I
so.
mean, there's people, there's celebrities, there's people that are coming out and just standing up for Jesus and, taking their stance and saying they were saved and they were baptized. And it's pretty shocking, like some of the people that's been doing it and they're coming out and it's like, whoa.
You have people, Kat Von D, you have Russell Brand getting baptized. I've seen more people come to God lately and really become more interested in the spiritual than ever before. And I feel
Yes.
like that has to mean something because it's like we're all having the same experience at the same time. You'll look around you and everyone is having this weird wake-up call, this weird spiritual
Yes.
awakening.
Yes.
And what is creating this? And why are we all starting to connect and find each other the way that we
Yes.
are? And you could say, oh, it's the internet. But we've had the internet, we've had social media a long time, and we still never saw this sort of fellowship and coming together of a genuine spiritual awakening and realizing that there are people above us trying to push us down.
True, 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 true. I mean, and I know we've talked about like certain signs. Of course, we talked about like the weather and stuff, but you were telling me about the red heifers, it is it, and that happened. So can you
Well,
tell me a little bit about that?
what I heard, I mean, since there's no footage available, I haven't been able, I guess they keep that sort of
Well, it
thing.
was on CBS News, supposedly, and it,
So you can't see any footage. We don't know if they actually did go through with the sacrifice, but they did pick these heifers up from Texas, our home state.
Well.
And they were supposedly able to fulfill that prophecy of that red heifer. They had multiple ones. They took them back to their homeland. They've had them hidden. Whether or not they actually have sacrificed them or not, I don't know. It's like it suddenly just sort of poof was gone. I've heard like on TikTok or whatnot that they have or that they haven't. But I'm very curious as to whether they actually did. I also heard a theory that that was part of what was causing the war that was going on. There is a link between the Jewish end of times theory and also the Islamic end of times theory. And of course, we know as Christians that we are all of Abrahamic religions. And so we all share a lot of similarities, especially in that old time, in the Old Testament parts. So we have to kind of wonder about the fact that we also all have an end of times theory. We all have writings that depict the end of days, and there's some overlap there. There are some Islamic communities that believe that, of course, an Antichrist will come. It's going to be called, I believe it's pronounced the Dajjal. And some say that he's going to come from the east. Some say that he is going to be of Jewish origin. I'm not saying that this is true or this isn't true. I'm just saying this is some things that I've read or heard. But anyway, as he comes out, he's going to work a lot of miracles. A lot of people are going to be fooled by him. And one of the stranger things is some say that he's going to be blind, but most say that he's going to have one eye.
Interesting.
And I found that particularly strange just because looking through the ancient Norse and the ancient Germanic religions, which are really, really closely tied, they have Odin or the All Father, and he actually dies at the end of their apocalypse story. He has one eye.
Weird.
And I mean, these are two religions that were not connected or affiliated, but there's some very strange overlap there that if you really look into it, it's pretty odd.
That's so weird. And when it says he has one eye, woo, does that mean one eye literally? We don't really
We
know.
don't really know if
You
it's
know
like
what
a
that
figurative
means?
thing. I mean, Odin, of course, supposedly took his eye out or sacrificed his eye for his wisdom, I think. And then as far as the Dajjal in the Islamic religion, I don't know like how his eye
Oh,
is
it's the one
missing.
eye.
It, yeah, and it could absolutely just be sort of a symbolic
Yeah, we
thing.
don't know.
But it's definitely something to think about as far as like the way that these apocalypse stories so often overlap, and we'll see so much overlap in religion.
Now, the thing about, and also when you talk about like the mark of the beast, supposedly, like we really don't know what that's going to be either. So it's kind of like we've always thought, well, I'm not going to get the mark of the, no way I'm going to get the mark of the beast. But it's kind of like they did say, though, you will have to accept it. It's like you're not going to secretly, like they're not going to trick you into it. You'll know, you will know if you're getting the mark of the beast.
Like I've heard of a lot of people for a while there was a big theory that like vaccines or the COVID vaccine might be the mark of the beast. But for me, I'm thinking, really, yes, you're gonna have to accept this. And you're gonna know that this is something affiliated with this entity, whoever this person is. And just kind of going off of that, I have thought, what would make you do it? What would make you do it? But you read about it and you can't buy anything, you can't sell anything. You're gonna go hungry. Your kids are gonna go hungry. So you can see how so many people are gonna give in and be tricked into that.
That's what's scary to me. It's like you don't have to go along with the Antichrist, but once stuff starts going down like that, and then like you don't have food, you don't have water, you have nothing, and your children are starving around you, it would be easy to take it for that, for your children or your loved ones. And that's going to be the really hard thing not to do.
Absolutely. I mean, hopefully the rapture will occur beforehand. Some religions believe it will. I think most believe it occurs beforehand, but
I
some
hope so.
don't.
I hope so.
I hope so.
I don't want to go through that.
I would not want to be here for the tribulation. I would not want to be
No.
a part of that. I mean, that's all the more reason for us to just kind of continue to try to grow closer and look at these signs, look at the spiritual awakening as a sign, whether it's tomorrow, today, 200 years from now, 2,000 years from now, it doesn't matter, right? So all that matters is that we try to hold close to our faith and we try to pay attention, because anybody, we can die tomorrow,
Yep,
right? So it's just
not
like,
promised tomorrow.
yeah, so it's just like we just, the only thing that we can do is kind of hold to that faith.
And I think recently it's like this is a little off subject, but when we're talking about the rapture and stuff, and it says, the dead will rise. And then, Jesus will, have his judgment on everybody. And for me, though, it's kind of, I started thinking about this because, we had a loved one pass. And I know you had an uncle that recently passed. But it's like, when our loved ones die, are they asleep until the end of times? Or are they, because a lot of people are like, oh, they're up in heaven. Well, are they in heaven right now? Is their spirit in heaven? And is their body going to rise, a physical body, and then they go back into the physical body? For me, this is something I've always kind of struggled with, because wondering, like what really that looks like. And I don't know how much you've dug into that, but for me, it's always been like I've kind of came to the conclusion I think they're asleep until the end. But then we've talked about, oh, I have a sign from a loved one. But like we said, that's probably an angel.
Well,
But it's so hard to interpret
it's
sometimes.
really hard because that's another thing about end times is most of them have a situation where it's written that the dead will rise and walk the
Yes.
earth again and be judged at that time. And there's also a verse that alludes to them being asleep. But then you have Jesus on the cross, and when he's got a man dying next to him, he
Yes.
says, "You're going to see me in paradise tonight,
Yep.
or today." So you have those kinds of different ideas there. And then of course, if you dig into the Book of Enoch, it says that there is a place where the dead are. And it talked about how Abel cried out to God
Yes.
from that place for help or for vengeance against his brother Cain. And so we kind of go back and forth, but ultimately, now that we're understanding more about this idea of dimensions and interdimensions, and that there's a dimension without time, I'm starting to realize that maybe those things are all at once the same. Like yes, maybe your body and there's a part of you that is asleep, but maybe your spirit still another piece reconnects because when people have these near-death experiences, it's almost an instantaneous thing. And they're already floating up to the light, and the near-death experience is so old. It's in every culture.
Oh,
It's every,
yes.
there's no way to argue the near-death experience that people have. And so if you look at that, you'll see that these people are immediately greeted by Jesus or angels or family members that have passed on, and they're brought to this place of peace, and they don't want to return most of the time. They're told that they need to. And so for me, I think that with God, all things are possible. So I think in one sense, one thing is true, and then in the other sense, the other is also true. And that spirit, I think that spirit is never, ever gone. Like it's always just aware and returning to that light.
I do believe that because I do believe we're in, like we've talked about our energy and our spirit. We have a spirit soul, but mind, body, and soul, and we have our spirit. And I do think, you know, the energy, that energy can't die. That energy has to go somewhere.
Yes, energy can't be destroyed. Energy can only
Yes.
transform.
So that's why for me, it's just that's kind of what I've, well, the reason I'll say I struggled with this because in the Jehovah's Witness growing up, that's what we were told for so many years. Basically, you die, you're asleep. You don't go to heaven. You don't do any of that stuff. Like you're just dead until Jesus comes back and raises you again. So for me, it's always been kind of a little struggle to get past that teaching. And then, you know, okay, because, you know, like I said, I do believe in the spirit and the energy. So, but going into like the different dimensions and the spiritual realm and stuff, that does make sense.
And I think maybe it is like maybe your body, and even your body, of course, decays, but maybe there is an essence of you that an earthly essence, a mind that is asleep and that stays and remains here in those ashes, and that part of the energy remains. But then that whole spirit, that wholeness, that oneness that escapes and returns to, you know, the love itself, because that's usually how they describe it, is like when they're embraced by that warm light, it feels like nothing but love.
Nothing but love.
There's no judgment, there's no pain, it's just
Yes.
love.
Yeah, exactly.
And I mean, it's a really amazing thing when you think about it. And just to kind of further on that, as far as the near-death experience goes, there's a lot of theories that whenever you have a near-death experience, that it is just a physical experience. There are a lot of doctors that will try to say that, or scientists that will try to say that. And they will say that when you die, something is released from your brain. I think it's DMT. And it's also what is released in your brain in a small amount whenever you're asleep. And it's also a drug that you can take now, a high amount of it that will create a hallucinogenic experience that people come back from and say that they have almost like a shamanistic experience where they went to an entirely different spiritual realm. They come back saying that they are believers,
Wow.
that they absolutely do not believe that we die. And
Wow.
they don't believe that we're in the real world. We're basically now in a fake world. And you will hear the same thing when people come back from near-death experiences. They'll say, this was not really the real world. This is like 3D. And
Wow.
that's the real world. And I want to go
Wow.
back there. And so just because a scientist says, oh, okay, it's from the release of DMT, it might be from the release of DMT. That doesn't matter. You still entered into the spiritual realm.
That's true. That's very true.
So if it works, it works.
I know something that the witnesses talked about too is their belief was like only I think 144,000 or something people went good to go to heaven. And when Jesus comes back, basically they're just going to make a new world, a new earth. And that's what everyone will live on. And kind of going back to the Adam and Eve story, pretty much. And I was going to ask you, what are your thoughts on that?
Well, what's strange about that, and I don't know about the 144,000, I've heard that too. And I wonder if maybe that's just a particular layer of heaven, because it's written that there are multiple layers of heaven, which I'm in my mind, I think maybe multiple dimensions. But the recreation of the earth is written about in almost every religion. So that occurs in the Norse religion. After Ragnarok, the earth is recreated. Then we have that in the Hindu religion. And they have a cycle where it goes back and forth. And then, of course, we have it in the Christian religion, which is what we are. And so I absolutely believe that the earth is going to be recreated. And I don't know about you, but I think I would like a perfect earth if I could pick.
Me too. I mean, I know because I've talked to like my mom, and she's like, I don't want to be floating around in a cloud. I'm like, Mom, you're not going to be floating around in a cloud. It's like,
I feel that
I
though.
mean, it's kind of like, what am I gonna do? Like my son's like, what am I gonna do up there all day long? But it's kind of like, I always just see it like this. God created us on this earth. He knows what we love. He knows what we enjoy. He's given us the tiniest detail of life. He's given us taste buds. He's given to taste all different flavors and textures, and he's given us emotions. He's given us love. He's given us animals to love. So it's kind of, for me, it's like he knows us better than we know ourselves. So it's kind of like I'm going to trust in wherever he sends me because I know it'll be better than what we have here.
Absolutely.
And
Absolutely.
I know that, and I'm not going to have any doubts about that. So that I kind of let go a long time because I used to worry about that same thing.
And I used to worry about that, and I used to worry about the end of times in general. And just, I would worry about the rapture, and I would worry about that tribulation. I'm not gonna say I'm not 100, I'm still not wanting to do this, but at the same time, I have a great sense of comfort now that I didn't used to,
Me too.
and just a great sense of peace of like, yeah, this could happen tomorrow, and I'm so for it.
Yeah, I'm ready. I would say, I mean, I'm not saying I'm perfect. Jesus is gonna have to take me the way I am. But it's like I think sometimes you get so tired of the world, things happening in the world around us. It's so bad sometimes that you think, oh, you know, Jesus, just come on down already.
Yes, and you feel that lack of control, and you see people, and you see even like children in pain, and sometimes you do get that yearning, I think, for home. It's like you can build a home and you can live there with your family and you love them, but there is still just this space in all of us that I think longs to go home and longs to be with our father. And I think it's just a hole that can only be filled by
Yes, I agree.
going home.
I think it'll be interesting because if we have the new world, I think just like when Jesus, like not Jesus, sorry, but when Adam and Eve were in the garden, it said that God was with them and he roamed. So it's kind of like for me, that would be part of it. Like he would be with us. It wouldn't be us like thinking God's so far away from us right now. Like we think, well, God's in heaven, which technically God is with us all the time. We have the Holy Spirit, and that's what's with us at all times. So we're never alone. But a lot of people do feel alone and they just feel like God is far away.
I think, deep inside of all of us, I think that's there. And that's why we feel the way we feel so often. And that's why we sort of reach out the ways that we do. So that closeness and that oneness is what we all long for. And I can understand why people are kind of waiting on that.
I agree.